exactly a question, but I noticed you said something that I read quite recently in a book by Roger Sessions, and I wondered if who got it from whom. You said the artist must come to know himself, and this is what he said about, he said the composer, by assuming the same. And I wondered if that's something that, I really didn't know what Sessions meant. You have explained it, but I wondered if this was a thing that you remember having learned from him.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, you know. I think there are so many artists that say that, you know. No, as a matter of fact, I even have the feeling that I remember as a youngster that my English teacher used to give me that. That you should write, you know, about something you know about. Why on earth do you, my English teacher, by the way, was Mary Ellen Chase, so she was a good English teacher, but I can remember her saying, why on earth do you write about something that you don't know anything about? She said, you know Beethoven, write something about somebody's music, why don't you write about things you know about? Well, that is sort of part, same thing. Also, my father was a writer, a sociologist, and though he claimed that he didn't know anything about music, and he certainly didn't know anything about music, but he enjoyed music, but he was a crank when it came to things are you doing what you really want to do? Could anybody else read this? You know, all that kind of remark. He used to make me mad at mom because of that insistence. No, I don't think I got that from Roger. I could imagine Roger saying it, but I don't. I'm sure that there are many composers that would say the same thing. The reason I brought it up is that it's one thing to make that generalization. It's another thing to point out how the student can do that, give him a practical thing that he can do. And that's what I was doing. I mean, I said, get this tape, you know, and listen to it carefully, and find in that thing, in that music of yours, what you love. That's what I meant. Not what you admire. Not what you think was awful cute and tricky. Not where you got, not great, but what you love, what you wouldn't change a note of. You just value it enormously. And so I was being specific, not general. Sometimes in teaching artists, there's sort of an idea that you can't teach art. You can't teach artists their craft because there's something mysterious. Well, of course, we all know you can't teach genius. You can't make genius. But you sure can teach artists. And I have a certain resentment of teachers that I've had who haven't bothered to teach. You see? Yeah.
I wanted to ask your opinion of two composers or two schools. One would be Donald Cage. The other would be Steve Reich and Terry Riley and the Minimalists.
Well, John Cage lives right down the street from me in New York, and I'm very fond of John Cage because he's got a wonderful sense of humor. I don't see an awful lot of him, but I see quite a lot. We both love to cook. There's another thing, underneath the surface of John Cage's amusing patter, there's always something that is quite profound. It behooves one, I think, not to be beguiled by the sort of surface good humor, and ask oneself, well, now, does this man mean? Usually, very often, he means that it is the whole world of music that the composer should be concerned with, not just a little fragment of that world, not just a little bit that he finds in the Academy, but the whole world, whatever that sound is, he should be concerned. I think that That is perhaps summing up the most important message that he has. Very often, what he does is extremely important and by no means trivial. He makes it much more palatable for me because he's so darn, he's got such a wonderful sense of humor. Now, your second question really has nothing to do with the other, I don't think. I believe very much in simplicity. Now, I get a little bit tired that you have to invent a word like minimal. To take the word simplicity. I hate the simplicity. I hate the naive and what is to me stupid. There is a certain when the music of this group accomplishes something musically. Says something musically, preferably, within the time span of a half hour, 10 hours to a major triad. But that's personal. I mean, there are other people probably that are willing to give that time. But what I'm really saying is preferably a shape that is coherent and has form. And so forth. I must admit that I believe in some things that these composers don't believe in. But that's my right. I belong to a totally different generation. Several of them have been my students, and I've lived through teaching them. And they are some of them very talented indeed. I find some of them extremely talented. Now, I don't know that. I'm not ever quite sure that these people are minimalist. Is actually a minimalist? Bob Ashley?
I don't think so.
I don't know whether he is or isn't. You see, somebody wants to make a new bandwagon. Well, all I say, don't jump on it. It won't get you anywhere. I will admit the C major triad will be there after it's all done and gone. But find your own gimmick. In the next few days, they can ask me all sorts of questions.